This is CliffCentral.com.
This is my absolute tremendous pleasure here on Cliff Central. And I'm your show host, Kenneth Malifa. And this is the Inspire Youth Essay. Tremendous time, man. We have incredible people here in studio. And I think it's going to be great. You just need to make sure that you're tuned in and you're listening. Take some time to look and check out our website on www.cliffcentral.com and download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com. And check out our social media handles, Instagram, CliffCentral.com, and Facebook, Inspire Youth SA, and Twitter, Inspire Youth SA. Zarif, what's happening?
I'm good, bro. How are you doing?
Awesome.
It's been a busy week, eh? It's been a busy weekend, a busy week. How's everything? You good?
Keeping up? I'm good, man. Yeah. I'm good. I'm excited about the show, man.
I'm excited as well. I think we have some amazing guests in studio today.
Yeah.
Really good guests. And now we're into a new month. You know, it's no longer Women's Month. Now we're into Heritage Month.
That's right.
So... Heritage Month this month, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. So today we're going to talk about a lot of things, and we have incredible people, like I said, and we have Ntiki Mzwayi, which is, you know, who's one of the most incredible people that I know on the face of the earth. She's a poet, she's an activist, and she's a musician, and many other things. So obviously, our subject matter will be a seed sown into our generation, and I totally believe that she's a seed sown in our generation. One of the things that I have learned is that if you can just embrace and celebrate who you are, you'll be amazed how much of a bliss you can become to somebody else. All right. Ntiki, how are you doing? It's Kona, Mom. It's Kona.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Are you happy to be here?
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear that. I'm excited to be here. So obviously, we want to know you more. And you're quite big.
I hope you did your research.
I did my research. And I love your work. You know, the content.
Thank you.
You know, that you have. It's really refreshing. You know, I got some time on my way here to listen to some of your poetic expressions. Mm. And I thought, this is incredible. This is what we call Africa, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a poet as well, but I'm not so African-y, you know.
Yes, I can hear that.
I'm learning. So Ntiki, your brand speaks to a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, you're a socio-political activist, and you're an African poet that I believe transcends beyond the boundaries of our country.
Mm.
That if people were to really, really listen to your content, they would really be inspired, you know, as Africans and as people. You know, I think you're an absolute humanitarian, you know, because of the kind of, you know, things that you do for the people around you and also for strangers. I mean, sometimes you speak for people that you don't even know.
You get a big ego after the
you know? I actually think that we're privileged to have you here, you know, and I think, you know, Zarif feels the same way, too.
Yeah.
And Mark feels the same way too, you know.
Even the white people.
Even the white folk. Even the white folk. You know, it's Heritage Month.
Can I just tell the listeners that I'm surrounded by whites here, guys? If you feel like my tone is a bit strained, why?
I want to maybe start off this. You know, I want to reach as much, you know, in you as I can. You know, I'm a bit nervous because you know, it's not easy to talk to somebody you're actually a fan of. You know, I'm a bit nervous. So I want you to tell us about, you know,
why I do what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I do what I do because I come from a people that have been previously oppressed, not even previously, even now.
Okay.
And I feel that my background and my voice has given me the privilege to be able to be heard.
Yeah.
And I feel that if I've got the microphone, then it has to benefit everybody.
That's right.
It can't just be a vain exercise.
Yeah.
I think we've got enough of that going on. And I think that it's important for Africans to empower each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we come from such a traumatic background.
Mm.
it's time for us to look at our sores and our scars and be like, okay, it hurts here. And why does it hurt here? And how do I fix this? And how do I get better? How do we make it so that nobody in South Africa goes to sleep hungry?
Yeah.
Because these are just normal human issues. That's it's not right. even about black, white. It's just like, okay, guys, it's fine. Everybody can stay here. But how do we ensure that everybody's eating and everybody has got land?
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. So that's for me, I think I'm on the journey towards that, a journey towards equality, even for men and women. I feel like men have got a lot more privileges than women. So I use my voice to ensure that the feminine voice and the feminine power and the viciousness also and the anger. And I make sure that people are ready for a strong woman.
Look, I mean, you really are phenomenal. You're someone who a lot of young people look up to, a lot of South Africans look up to. But I know that we just came out of Women's Month now. The hashtag MeToo campaign was massive during the month. You know, we still have stats out there where it says one in every three women are raped in South Africa. It's a horrible stat. How do you feel about the whole hashtag MeToo campaign?
Funny you should ask that. I think I was one of the people that actually started that hashtag last year when I came out about my own rape. So obviously I'm astounded that coming out like that has rippled, affected and been a global thing actually. And for my own personal healing, it's moved away from the pain and my own pain. It's now moved towards, okay, there's more of us who've been raped and how do we deal with this and how do we create a society that is not tolerant of rape and rapists? So now I'm using my voice where I see sex crimes and people being lenient with it, then I get ungovernable about it.
Wow. So I said to people that the greatest healers are wounded healers. You know, if you have been hurt, if you have been wounded before, you know, you can definitely reach some people better. You know, and this is one of the things that I really cherish about, you know, what you do is the fact that you're not speaking from a place of ignorance. You know what you're talking about.
And I speak from a place of pain.
Yeah, from a place of pain. Yeah, and it hurts to the passion, you know, and also the charisma. I mean, you can be dramatic. You
know, I'm so sorry. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But you can really be dramatic.
You didn't have to do that. But then I always have to check. You guys must always check. If it's like the last week of the month, first week, it's my period. Yeah. And it's the way it is. And accepted, I'm a woman. And
deal
like,
with it.
You know. And really, if you look at my cycle, you will see that every time, end of the month, Tiki Saturday. What now?
Yeah. You know? And great men should keep calendars, isn't it? To
just
discern.
Keep the calendar next to you.
I love it.
He knows when he has to go on holiday.
Yeah.
But you know what, I think what you said is true. It's and with any given situation, it's always 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, everybody wants to.
Amazing.
I mean, we all go through life.
Yeah.
You know, you're born. You know, I'm 39 years old. I mean, imagine the shit that I've gone through in my last 39 years.
Yeah.
Thank God for it being uncensored.
but that is life.
Yeah.
And it's what you deal with it.
And a lot of people, this pretty picture that people are putting out.
A lot of people can choose to play victim. Yes, something happens to us. Yeah. Do we like it? No. Are we going to move forward?
Yeah.
Yes, because you can't change the past. Don't be that victim who tries to monetize it.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But come back and say, you know what, this is what happened. Yeah. And I think society governs us because we're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And to come out and say, you know, I've been raped or whatever, I've been abused, it's a social thing.
There's a stigma attached, definitely.
100%. Yeah. People are ashamed, you know? And that leads to other things. But to come out and say, listen, yeah, you know what, I was raped, but this is what I want to do with it and about it, and I want to inspire other people.
Yeah.
And to get those other people to come out and say, it's okay. It's okay what I went through.
Yeah.
And like you say, I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't discriminate. Rape doesn't say, you know, it's white, pink, whatever else. It happens to anybody.
You can be as strong as Ziggy Maswai and still get raped.
100%.
I think it's amazing that you touch on that, you know, because, you know, like I said, our subject matter is really a seed sown into a generation. And that's how I look at her. So the process of scarification is really what breaks open some things. You know, you have it inside of you, but you have to be scarred. Like every seed planted, it has to be scarred before it really, really, you know, multiplies and everything like that. And I think that's where the multiplicity of your brand comes from. You were scarred.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mm. and the seed got yeah. broken and the cord yeah. went off. And yeah. as soon as the cord went off,
yeah.
then the plethora of the splendor of your personality came yeah. forth. So we
the
might
soul
as well.
Had to survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The soul had to survive.
The soul had to survive.
You know, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, no, I wow. think. But just touching on the whole poetry thing, like what actually mm. made you feel like you want to showcase your poetry out to the world? Like what was the actual moment when you just felt like, I want right. to share this feelings with people?
So strange, because I was a closet poet for a lot of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wrote my, like, I used to, because I'm different, because now I'm getting older and now I'm yeah. able to reflect on my personality
yeah.
and the destruction it causes.
So you're
real. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Bulletproof vest on, everybody. Ziggy's coming.
I'm telling you.
You know, so how I actually got into the poetry is that in school, I was bullied.
Yeah.
Naturally. Because I'm so different. So that made me end up spending my time in the library
mm-hmm.
reading poetry.
Yeah.
And that's how I started the love of poetry. And then maybe when I was about 15, 16, I started writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then only when I was like, let me think, maybe 22,
mm-hmm.
I'd go to open mic sessions and stuff because I'd started my beadwork and I was selling stuff mm-hmm. In the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd see like open mic sessions and I was like, oh my word, that's so cool. Oh my God.
Amazing.
You know? And then one day I was just like, okay guys, I'm coming out. And I got on stage yeah. and I got a standing ovation and I was
wow.
like, okay, I think this
oh,
is it.
this beautiful. Is the one. Beautiful.
Just unleashed.
yeah. What, and they didn't know.
What is it? I want to know this because, you know, talking about your personality and who you are and all of that, what is the most painful thing you have ever faced in the media industry?
Okay, in the media industry.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I think that my seed has had to grow beside my huge sister's
sure.
media
yeah.
personality.
Whoa, my God. Wow.
Right?
I hear you.
you
That's
hear me?
Beautiful. Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
So,
sure.
I've had to stand in my own self-belief
hmm.
and stand... I've just had to stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So having to distinctively come out was the most complex thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
even now I'm still...
Yeah.
Because it's an identity thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I celebrate my family's achievements,
mm-hmm.
but I would never want them to strip away my identity.
Amazing.
Because I'm bringing something too. So for me, it's problematic when they do comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm younger.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had more time. She's had more support. And I'm like, oh,
brand,
my God, guys,
course, yeah.
this is not a fair comparison.
Yeah.
so,
yeah.
like, I wish they wouldn't do that so that I've also got space to kind of articulate what I'm
yeah.
trying to bring to
have you
to
ever
South Africa.
Have you ever felt misunderstood, maybe?
Every time, every day.
Yeah.
like yesterday, yeah. like today. What,
what is what is the most common thing that people say about you that you know this is not me?
Everyone thinks, like, I'm bitter and angry and unhappy mm-hmm. and sad. And
but you're actually a very happy person.
Yeah, it's just I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
More like
I
hardcore.
Say it like how I see it.
Yeah, but like just touching on something, you know, like a lot of family members that are actually in the media,
yeah.
when they're both in the media, it gets like there is a bit of competition
yeah.
between the two.
Yeah.
You know, like with the Gola brothers
yeah.
and...
The Modisa
yeah. sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys ever feel that bit of competitiveness with each other?
You know... For any sibling relationship, it's tricky, guys.
Mm.
Whether you're famous or you're not,
yeah.
there is going to be that we keep each other on our toes.
Mm.
But because we lost our mom early, our bond is extraordinary. It's very sacred. And we are conscious of making sure that we feed that because we know
yeah.
that our mom would not be happy
mm.
if there's beef in our trinity.
Mm.
So, I mean, even now, my little sister had a gig on Saturday and we all went and supported.
That's
and,
nice.
You know,
yeah.
yeah. So, no, we're very supportive of each other. But I don't want people to be delusional and think that, oh, no, the Maswai sisters are perfect. I'm like, no. We're going
yeah.
through the exact same sibling issues as
yeah.
everybody else.
Yeah. Sure. It's true that, you know, every seed has to die before it can multiply.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's been a lot of that that has happened over, you know, a period of time. Mm. And now you're at the place where there's just multiplication, you know. Everything speaks to something in you. It's you know, incredible. You're able to produce after yourself and all of that. And I think it's really, really incredible. It's really, really incredible. The question I want to ask you as well is, which celebrity do you find extremely attractive?
Extremely attractive?
Yeah.
So many. Okay, boys or girls? Because I'm still trying to decide. I'm like, I'm boys. I think I'm, because they say LGBTQI, and I'm like, oh, questioning, great. I think I fall in there. You know, oh man, I think they're all gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think everybody brings their own thing to the table.
Okay. Give me two. Give me two.
Let me think. Like a hottie. Like, who would I like to tap?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You know, we are Tabula from Generations.
Oh, my
such
God.
A hot body.
Sure.
It is not okay. Yeah. I would really like to examine that body.
Okay.
And see
okay.
that everything is in its place.
If you're listening, now get ready. That's what I'm talking about. All right. What would you consider, and we're almost coming to the end, what would you consider the biggest move on your journey of success?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I don't think you can answer that because I'm still on the journey.
Okay.
But if you're saying, okay, I think the most important work okay. that I do is putting other people on. I do a lot of artist development.
Okay.
I've always got open mic sessions. Mm. Always working with young poets and young musicians.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
So I think that's important.
Cool. Yeah. I think we need to spend more time developing and pulling each other up. You know, that's a very important thing.
Yeah. And I'm getting old, eh? So I really can't be this door anymore.
Wow.
Okay, in closing, I mean, just like some of your social media handles, how do people follow you?
On Twitter, it's at Ntsiki Mazwai. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Miss_Ntsiki_Mazwai. And on Facebook, it's Ntsiki Mazmai, not Mazwai, Mazmai.
Perfect.
Make sure that you get the podcast. I'm the Kenneth Malifa, and this is the Inspired Youth Essay. And you know, your inspiration, my ultimate intimate motivation. We are here on Cliff Central. Love you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was Sweet Poison in Ntsiki Mazwai. Tremendous song. And we are back on Cliff Central. I just want to make sure that you get inspired. That's why we're here. And you should be inspired if you're listening to Inspire You This Hair here on Cliff Central. What does a man, what does it mean to be a man? Into this world, there is a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed, you know, towards men because of the stats about rape and domestic violence. So there's a whole conversation about masculinity. Everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of six podcasts, Greg Williamson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world, equally relevant to men and women. It provides profound insight into why men have the way behave the way they do. It unpacks the three core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood. The four big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing that every man wants from a woman more than sex. This is a man-to-man talk and is brought to you by Calling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not safe for the persons under the age of 18. Available now on cliffcentral.com website. Zarif.
Kenneth, look, I'm so pro-entrepreneurship, bro, and I'm so excited just to let people know and our listeners know what's available to them. So you guys can win an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand with Alpha Code. Alpha Code is inviting applications for its prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high-potential innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. 16 businesses will be invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final 8 businesses will compete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand each. The package consists of 1 million rand in grant funding, 1 million rand worth of support, including mentorship, monthly expanded led sessions, exclusive office space in Sandton, marketing, legal, and other business support services, as well as access to RMI's networks. The first round of applications closed this Friday on the 7th of September 2018. So therefore, on the 7th of September 2018, terms and conditions apply. Find out more on the www.cliffcentral.com website. Yeah, it sounds exciting, bro. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I think you really need to be in touch and make sure that you get these opportunities running in your life, because look, such never come, you know, many, many times.
And guys, engage with us. Don't forget to use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Ask questions, you know, any of our guests that are on the show today. Just if you want to find out more information about them, if you want to get involved with Pride Factor, just send us, use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA.
That's right. You are a seed sown into your generation. And you must understand that if you can embrace the reality of you being sown in your own generation, and what is it that you have to bring forth as a harvest, you have to embrace who you are. And today we have an incredible, incredible person here on studio.
She's literally, people know her as the number one life coach in South Africa.
Goodness, that's right. That's
so, she's let me do the proper intro. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She's a certified life coach and a business coach. She's an author as well. Has her own book out at the moment. She's a counselor and a CETA certified trainer, and she goes by the name of Razia Mohammed. Razia, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, I'm almost thinking that you're gonna break into song because you sound like this R&B singer.
Well, I don't know how to say it. Point to years, singing now.
Barry White moves.
Is that hashtag. Thank you. Well, I can take it down to Barry White. Hey, baby. How you doing? Anyway.
Razia, I just want to touch on, you being a life coach and a business coach, you know, this platform is obviously hashtag Inspired Youth Essay. So a lot of entrepreneurs listen into the show. A lot of young people who, you know, are maybe at university students who want to start up businesses, but also a lot of your older generation sit in and listen in to see what innovative ideas are being created by young people. Just touching on the fact that you are a business life coach, you know, entrepreneurs go through a lot of struggles every single day. You know, it's not as simple and as easy as what you see on Instagram where everyone signing deals, buying new cars and getting new houses every day. There's a lot of failure involved.
That's true.
You know, what advice or what tips do you have for entrepreneurs being a business life coach yourself?
Well, there's one saying that I came across, and it says youth is wasted on the young. So a perfect example is that, guys, if you have youth on your side, please take advantage of it, because there are so many opportunities that are available now that were not available then. So seize that moment, seize that day. That moment may not come again. So my first advice to young entrepreneurs would be, seize the moment, seize the day, and don't waste your youth. Because what you plant, the seed that you plant today, is a harvest that you're going to grow for tomorrow.
Amazing.
For sure.
Look, I mean, you spend a lot of time, obviously you're a CETA certified coach as well. So you believe in development of young people. You believe in investing in our future. Where do you think we are currently at the moment when you're looking at us on a global scale? When it comes to South African entrepreneurs, what do you actually think of South African entrepreneurs right now?
Well, the thing is, I think they're hungry. You know, I seen something on your status one day where it says, give them to me young and hungry.
I'll make them
the Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf on Wall Street. And I mean, that's so apt because the hunger is there when you're young.
That's right.
And when you're older, you tend to go down and you tend to say that your life is over, but it's not. Because, you know, you only sleep when you die.
That's right.
So you need to take that advantage and just go with it. And that's what I would say. So at the end of the day, it's basically, it sounds cliche, but if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't.
You can't.
Either way, you are right.
That's right.
And somebody told me that the sky is the limit. I would say that people have conquered the sky because there's a contraption that's vertical, that's horizontal, that takes you from one end of the world to the other end of the world in a matter of hours. So they've conquered the sky. So the limit is basically in your mind.
Wow.
It's not the sky.
Moving from potentiality to actuality can be such a strenuous process.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't realize this, but we have a lot of people who are embedded with gifts and talents and whatever, you know. And for that particular person to come to a place where they manifest, they have to go through quite a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, especially in the African context,
mm-hmm.
we don't celebrate coaching as we should.
Yes, for
we
sure.
We don't celebrate coaching as we should, because a lot of things really, really, really can break forth when you are properly coached. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at my own life now. I'm 24, turning 25 next year. And I feel like if I had somebody to speak to me, I would have done much more. You know,
mm-hmm.
I would have done much more. I would have grown more. I would have, you know, built better structures and put structures in place, and I would be a great success, you know. And not that I am a failure right now.
I was just going to say.
I'm like, not satisfied with where I am, you know. I guess a reef will jump in.
So you want to break your barriers, basically.
I want to break my barriers. Yeah. But you see, as an entrepreneur, as Zarif was saying, you go through a whole lot of things. I mean, there was a deal that I was about to close with the mining, and then it didn't go through. And then I started working on another one, depressed.
Yeah.
And then when it finally came through and they said, all right, you now own 50% of the coal and the coal side, the blending side. That made me feel better, you know. But I wasn't really coming with tenacity as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you come in. That's right. Where you come in. There's somebody out there who's listening and somebody out there with great potential. They are beaten down by the reality of life, because sometimes our expectations really do not connect to our expectations. I mean, our reality don't match up with our expectation. You know, what do we do? You know, what do you do? I mean, you have structures in place. What do you do to empower such people?
So what is the richest place in the world?
The richest place?
Yeah.
The graveyard.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
The richest place is the graveyard, because
right.
there's so much untapped potential
right.
there
That's
that
right.
people have not exercised.
Totally agree.
So we all have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a niche.
That's right.
We all can't be all things. We can't be everything, but
yeah.
we all can be special in mm-hmm. our own way.
Wow.
Like the lovely speaker that was here before.
Yeah.
I mean, she took her adversity and she owned it.
Wow.
She made it her own.
Amazing.
And I say that change is never, ever easy.
Wow.
Change is difficult. But it takes change to get you out of your adversity and to soar like an eagle.
That's right.
Than
sure.
to just be that sparrow that's sitting on the floor with untapped potential
sure.
and not going forward.
Wow.
So I would say that whoever's sure. listening out there, if you feel beaten down and if you feel that life is getting the better of you,
mm-hmm.
just go out there, look. And you don't even have to go out there. You just have to breathe.
Yeah.
You have to breathe.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
you breathe, you realize that, shit, I have life.
That's true.
I have life in me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when I have life in me, there's obviously something, that purpose or that niche or that untapped potential
That's right.
that is out there that I need to fulfill.
Wow.
And that wow. is how you get the drive and the ambition
mm-hmm.
to do what you can do, which mm-hmm. ordinarily you would not do.
Yeah.
Obviously, someone like me has structures in place
yes.
to teach you how to
That's
get
right.
there.
That's
because
right.
if you took 24 years or 39 years to get to where you are,
mm-hmm.
you can't fix it in 1 hour.
No.
But give
it's
me
process.
7 hours of your time and I can fix it.
Sure.
Wow.
I think
Incredible.
Also, you know, we're obviously born into different societies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is actually the biggest downfall to anyone. Because if you look at the kind of old school thing, the world has changed and the world is a lot faster.
There you go.
You know, back in the day where if you wanted to know what happened in the States, you'd have to wait for it to come out in the
mm-hmm.
newspaper, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Exactly.
Nowadays, if I want to know what happens in the
Going
States,
to Twitter.
I pick my phone,
yeah.
it's instant.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at the coaching and self-development, I mean, we're already on the iPhone 10. So if technology is changing, why are you not changing yourself? You know, if you want to drive a new car every year, the new model, why are you not upgrading yourself, your knowledge?
It's a nice way to look at it.
You know, sure. that people take that for granted because, you know, and you can see it in the youth especially, and mm-hmm. that's why we're getting a lot more, you know, inverted commas, self-made youth, young
there
millionaires,
you
billionaires.
That's right.
Yeah. Realizing, hey, yeah. you know, I don't have to wait 40 years to get rich and become that's famous. Yeah. I can do it in 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they're starting to take it up because that's in the society that they're now born into.
There
you know,
go.
We weren't born into that space. You know, someone that's born in now, when they start to realize what's around them, you know, that's another 8 years. Where would we be then?
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
so that's like we were saying earlier,
yeah.
people know exactly what the answers are. They're just a little bit more complacent to let someone else tell them what the answers are.
Wow. You know,
and so also, we in this millennial age yeah. where everything is about instant gratification.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you say, you can get news, you can do anything
that's
within
right.
an instant.
Yeah.
So why not think that way?
Wow.
Why think that, you know what, you have your limits and that's it?
Sure. I hope you're listening.
Because that limits is just definitely and purely in
yeah.
your mind.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We'll be
amazing.
Back in a minute. Yeah. We just have to do a call. And please, listen through the call and everything. Hello?
Yeah, actually, while we're trying to get hold of them, I just want to... Oh, are we on? Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys today?
Awesome. It's such an incredible thing to be talking to you, man. You are on the Inspired Youth This Day. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited. But thank you very much for the time on the show. I mean, I've never been on Central before. Every time I'm on radio, I said, yeah, I don't know about you guys are filled out, but every time I'm on radio, I get a heart that races. It's so funny.
Chris, it's actually very nice having you on the show. My name is Zarif Minty, and I'm following what you guys are doing when it comes to the whole Activate campaign. I know that you guys were involved recently with the SA Innovation Summit about a year ago, and now you guys are actually partnering up as a partner for the summit. Why did you guys get involved with the SA Innovation Summit in particular?
Well, it was an amazing year last year to attend the South African Innovation Summit. We went as sort of participants, but we also dragged along a lot of activators, young people who are movers and shakers in their communities, and had lots of conversations while we were at this amazing event. And the South African Innovation Summit team were amazingly gracious and generous, gave us space last year to hold conversations and do our radio thing. And we realized that, you know, social innovation as a focus was sort of absent. I mean, it is a topic that is touched on by the main South African Innovation Summit team and all the delegates, but it's not really an area of focus that gets its own attention. And as we were talking, we were also talking about African-based social innovation. There's so many amazing things that young people do on the ground around the country. And we were saying, well, why don't we start celebrating that? And also, why don't we start having conversations with people from across the country and lots of different stakeholders on how we can grow an ecosystem to support them. So this year, we're getting a little bit of our own space. We've got our own sort of schedule of events over the 12th and 13th, which is next week, Wednesday, Thursday, I think. And we've got some amazing people joining us. We've got quite a few activators who are young, amazing people coming from across the country to celebrate what they're doing.
Mm.
We've also got some amazing guests coming from other parts of the world to share their stories of social innovation. And the hope is with the different stakeholders, we can start to give life to an ecosystem that supports young people in developing their ideas. Capacity is a huge issue for young people, given the sort of access to the building blocks of that capacity for social innovation. And also the ability to draw on resources that can help them turn and shape their ideas into reality. So we're really excited about this year. It's quite a small side event this year, but we're hoping that it can also grow into something much bigger and greater in years to come.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Because, I mean, just touching on something, you know, in relation to the unemployment rate in South Africa, it's 26% for the general public in South Africa, but it's 52% currently for people under the age of 35, so the South African youth. You know, obviously, you guys are then looking at socio ways of rectifying that, but entrepreneurship plays such an important role, and you guys are pushing out entrepreneurship at this summit as well. We want young people to be innovative, but that touches a very small number of people. How do we grow that to an extent where, you know, the practically majority of the South African population would be able to learn or educate themselves on the importance of entrepreneurship, and how do we get it to the masses and not just to maybe 30% or 40% of the population?
No, no, you're absolutely right. You know, looking at the size of our economic pie, it is very limited in reality as to how many opportunities are out there for young people. And unless the economy, you know, doubles in size, which is unlikely, but the mechanism that would be very valuable would be platforms that enable a far broader base of young people to start their own initiatives. I can tell you this, though, from our perspective. So Activate Change Drivers as an organization works with or is connected to 3,500 young people. We call them activators. They go through our program. And they come from all over South Africa, across all provinces, in the cities, out to rural communities, across peri-urban areas. And they are doing the most amazing things in their communities. But what is very apparent is their capacity to learn how to run their own initiatives. And when you look at the multiplier possibilities, if we could think at the Social Innovation Summit and we're exploring with them and other stakeholders how to grow this ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
it won't just limit the numbers
of
thousands, but potentially we'd see hundreds of thousands of young people with the capacity to grow their own initiatives. We call them entrepreneurial. We like the word entrepreneurial because to be an entrepreneur was always seen as you had a certain set of traits or characteristics that enabled you to run a business. But as an entrepreneurial, anybody can be an entrepreneurial. Anybody can think creatively. Anybody can invest in creating a pathway for a better future.
Incredible.
I mean, young people in South Africa, I mean, I really get excited when I travel with young South Africans to other parts of the world. Because they really shine, you know. The social fabric in South Africa, even though we have so many issues we deal with on a daily basis, but the social fabric in South Africa is very unique. And young people have an incredible reference for that social fabric that adds incredible value to conversations around the world.
Incredible.
And I imagine that if given the opportunity, South Africans and other Africans can really come up with some amazing, and I call it African-based social innovation.
Yeah.
There are social innovations out there that are on the ground. They're already happening. But if they went to scale, could change the thing.
Amazing.
Facebook
and social media campaigns that
make
lots of money. And I look at all these social exchanges that are developing.
Yeah. So basically, you believe
innovation is going to be amazing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so you actually believe that, you know, the structures you've put in place for youth empowerment are quite effective, isn't it?
Well, I think we've got a lot of work to do to grow them together. I think
of course.
The partnership that exists.
Yeah.
The Activate plays a role, but it's still too small. I think you raised it in your last point.
Yeah.
If we could sit in a room together with other stakeholders, and I think this includes business, government, civil society, and academia, we need to have a look at it. We have got an initiative which we're really excited about where activators become the custodians of training platforms in their community.
Yeah.
I mean, that's seeing a lot of potential where the skills and capacities needed to grow initiatives are in the hands of young people.
Lovely.
I want to know this.
Obviously, you have an incredible, effective program. I want to know this. How do people get hold of you guys? Maybe your social media handles, your website, and all of that.
Yeah, no. The first place they can go to is our website, activateleadership.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a wealth of information on there. Mm-hmm. And I think all of our social media handles are on the front page of the website. So they can find out about our Facebook group. A lot of the time, funnily enough, activators are connected to each other via WhatsApp groups. But these groups are growing at a rapid rate, and we're hoping in years to come that there are hundreds of thousands of young people that are connected to various platforms of initiative that are.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the Inspire Youth This Day. Thank you so much.
Well, So thank you guys for the airtime and have a great day.
All right. Sure.
I'm excited to see them actually at the SA Innovation.
I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be great. Wow. We're still with Razia Muhammad. And I think that you need to know that she does a lot of things. If you have time, go to her website, www.lifecoachingrazia.co.za. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you explore all of her services. They have effective effectiveness of group therapy, healthy eating programs, and many, many other things. Please be a part of this. Fine grooming. One of the captions says, "Let your inside match your awesome inner self."
That's cool. That's amazing. Yeah. No, look, I'm a huge fan of Razia. Razia, you're doing exceptionally well.
Thank you.
And you really inspire a lot of people, and you really help a lot of
That's
people.
That's right.
So we really do appreciate you on hashtag Inspired Youth SA.
Thank you so much.
So you're not going away yet. We're actually going to end up the show with you.
That's right.
Do you still have a poem? You know,
yeah,
you always
have
your
poem.
Your
poem. Yeah,
let's do your poem, and then
so,
we'll end up the show.
So if you're watching, I'm going to be sharing Chronicles of an Entrepreneur with Kenneth Malif. Of course, I'm the author. And one of the poems I did the other time was The Paper Chase. And then I did number two, Beyond Measure. So I'm going to be doing Brands. Just hold on in a minute.
Yeah, the anticipation is worth it, guys. Don't worry. Like,
yeah.
Dennis, poems are on
so
point.
bring on my music. That's
there
beautiful.
We go.
I love it,
there
man.
We go.
See, he's going to break into song.
Yeah. He's just getting ready for his R&B single now.
Whatever, Zarif. So thank you for watching on social media, Facebook and all of that. And this is The Brand with Kenneth Malif, Chronicles of an Entrepreneur. Brands, visions and projection. The wise never project what they have never envisioned. Assemble your thoughts, visualize the end, construct your vision, then run with the mission. Action, motion, initiated, brand, vision and projection. My dream and nightmare I cherish living with. If not tormented by the dreams, please go back to sleep and dream again. My prosperity for my greater posterity. The legacy of the wise. Delayed gratification is never satisfaction denied. Work like a slave now and leave like a king later. Work out your brand. Vision sharpened, visioned, provisioned and short. Sales of quantitative quality illusions. When sold better, sales better. Brands, trends and the commodity of the pioneers and the entrepreneurs. And that is Brands with Chronicles of an Entrepreneur
wow.
with Kenneth. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, guys. Look, I mean, just don't forget to engage with us on hashtag Inspired Youth SA.
Right.
So that's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an amazing guest today, didn't we, Kenneth?
Amazing.
I know
amazing.
Mark's inspired. Mark's
amazing.
Sitting there and he is just... But I think we need to close up the show in the right way.
That's right.
Razia, you're going to close up the show with us. We're going to do this all together.
Yeah.
We wanted to say inspired at the end, right? You're going to say inspired with us at the end. I hope you guys have a phenomenal day, have an exceptional day, and stay
inspired!
This is CliffCentral.com.